I was gonna ask you would you like for me to take you and see if we could take him to the doctor this morning?
No, I want my man to have your work. I won't trouble you. I'll see.
I know it might.
I'm so afraid that the clinic is open.
It is open.
I know, but whether my doctor is there today, I may see later on, call up there and see if he's there, but I'm going to go when he's there, you know, the appointed hour. Then I'll be sure to get him.
Oh, well,
but I'm
right. Otherwise,
sure
you might not be able to get him.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I'll find out and see about my baby, but I believe he has it. I have seen people with that, and I believe that's
long
what
years
he has.
Ago, I have, too. I haven't seen it in a long time. Mm-hmm. I've had it when I was...
Oh, it's itchy.
Itchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's itchy.
Itchy and makes it runny and everything.
And sneeze.
Sneeze.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's the reason I've came to the conclusion that's about what it is. Mm-hmm. But I want to do something for him. It, you know, could put his eyes out.
Well, I was just going to tell you, you know, that I'd be glad to...
Well, I thank you, but under the circumstances, I don't believe my doctor would be there today. In fact, it's Wednesday, and... Well, he's on so many days and off so
many. And off so many days.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But
I'm going to see about him right away.
But
I'm
you know you'll get to go Tuesday, though, don't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
For sure. You won't have to worry.
I would have to get a taxi. I can't walk. Oh, just a little piece at a time.
Well, I really wish I could help you in some way.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Because you've helped me so much, and
I
wish I could.
Oh, my granddaughter. Oh. My goodness. 23rd. She must have had two hitches at this.
I guess
now,
she must
mess.
Have.
She's another mess, but she's smart, too.
Oh, that's
heart.
Good. Now, this is the one that lives in Wisconsin, you said, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
You got them all over, don't you?
Michigan, Wisconsin, Kansas. I got one granddaughter, oldest granddaughter of my daughter's. She's in New Zealand. She's from out of state.
You don't mean.
I got almost four children almost grown.
And
her husband building a boat to come back home across the ocean and down the Mississippi.
Oh.
My granddaughter, she's 34.
Uh-huh.
She's sister to this one I just heard from.
Uh-huh. What is this?
Crazy. That husband of hers has been in the Navy ever since he's 16 years old. He's retired now.
Uh-huh.
Building a boat to bring them home.
I wouldn't have nerve to get on it, would you?
I told my granddaughter, I said, Freda, I said, I believe I'd get the boys and come back on the plane and let Bob come in the boat. But she won't. She's so cranky about him.
Oh,
she'd be right there.
She'll
scared
be
or not, she'd be right there.
Yeah, even if she's scared, she'll just still...
Yeah,
she'll
anyway.
Well, I guess that she's just that crazy about him then, maybe.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
Some people, I guess,
can
just like that.
Well, I'm not that way about my first husband. Mm-hmm. The thing that I like to never forgot him, and I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the thing about now that... How we used to roam and go fishing and what we did. Everything was funny.
Mm-hmm.
He farmed too. He's a farmer. That's where I got to learn the flat brake.
Oh.
The old gentle mule, and I put the end of the plow lines over the handles of the plow. Didn't have nothing to do but hold on to the plow. Well, I got so I could keep the plow on the ground and flat brake just nice as he could.
Mm-hmm.
I said, uh-oh, I'm quitting. I would have had no more sense in helping. I would have plowed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything to help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.